And the new Interior Secretary yesterday has canceled some deals. That would be dozens of oil and gas leases in Utah that the Bush administration sold to energy companies just before Mr. Bush left office. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more.
210, you want a bit of a 210? Are you all in? You all done at 200?
Just before Christmas, the Bush administration sold 116 parcels in southern Utah. Environmental groups challenged 77 of them in court. And yesterday, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced he was rejecting those controversial bids.
President Obama and I believe strongly that we need to responsibly develop our oil and gas supplies to help reduce our dependence on foreign oil. But we need to make sure that we protect our signature landscapes and cultural resources for future generations.
The canceled parcels cover 130,000 acres. Some are near Arches and Canyonland National Parks. Kathleen Sagama represents the Independent Petroleum Association of America.
We're wondering why the administration is implementing policies that will limit economic development in the West, decrease our energy security, and make addressing climate change even more difficult.
Sharon Buccino, a lawyer for Natural Resources Defense Council, applauded the decision.
The beauty and the solitude that you gather from these wild lands is irreplaceable, and it's simply not worth the minuscule amount of oil and gas that's there.
Salazar left open the possibility that these parcels may be offered for lease again after the Obama administration assesses them. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.